The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today, and I'm in the Dallas studios. Well, that somebody is not in the studio, and that is because our own Frank Bassett, along with Brendan Sweeney, are at the Santee, South Carolina, four-ball classic. We're a little charity tournament, and I think they're having a little bit of fun, as well as, I'm sure, helping a good cause at the same time. So we're going to talk with them. We also have the Hero World Challenge, first round completed today down the Bahamas, tournament that Tiger Woods puts on for him and about 18 of his best buddies before they head to the President's Cup next week. And a lot of other golf that we can talk about and things happening in the world. So sit back. Thank you so much for being with us. We do appreciate it. Frank and Brennan in Santee, South Carolina. This, Frank, is year number three that you guys
here
are
we playing. Here we are. We're live at Santee, everybody. Hey, thank you, everybody. Big crowd live at Santee.
74 of the finest players at exit 98.
Exit 98 on I-95.
We're
at the Santee Cooper Clubhouse, Santee Cooper Resort Clubhouse, Tim. Just finished a practice round today, and
you won a skin.
Wow, I won one skin, and I won it on the first hole today. They're taking pictures.
With a six.
With the rest of it off. Bogey.
With a bogey.
I won a skin.
Bogey.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
But anyway, we're having a great time. We've done this now the third year in Santee. Lake Marion Golf Club, which is here. Todd Miller, who's the PGA professional, and his wife, Penny.
South Carolina Merchandiser of the Year.
South Carolina Merchandiser of the Year. Biggest foot joy population in the world.
Shoes. So if you guys are driving down I-95, and you go across Lake Marion, you see a big foot joy sign, this guy sells more shoes than
anybody.
Oh,
He's
my gosh.
Number one, Anyway, so we're having a great time. I got to tell you, Tim, I had some struggles out there on the course today.
He was freaking horrible.
Oh, well, thank you.
It was. The only thing was missing, clubbing a baby seal is watching you play golf.
It was pretty brutal.
It was.
It was pretty brutal. So, listen, you've been keeping up with the world of golf on the PGA Tour and the LPGA the PGA Tour Champions and the European Tour. So what's going on out there?
Well, the Hero World Challenge, as I said, Tiger and his buddies that head to the Bahamas last several years put on their little shindig. That's really just a fun time for him and his buddies to showcase their talent, warm up a little bit. In
a President's
this case,
Cup preview,
also warm up for the President's Cup for a bunch of these guys, but not all of them. And after the first round today was completed, Gary Woodland and Patrick Reed have the lead. They're at 600 par, so they both shot 66s. And they'll be playing. So it is a bit unusual because it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday instead of the normal Thursday start. But a bunch of guys, Ches Reavie is right up there at 400, Justin Rose at 3, along with Justin Thomas. And our good friend, Ricky Fowler, by the way, also at 300 par. Our good friend, Jordan Spieth, Frank.
Yes.
There's 18 guys in this tournament.
Yes.
There's only two guys below him. That's how Jordan is getting out of the barrel again, once again.
Well,
I don't know when he's going to win again, but he struggles. He's at 3 over par, only Bryson DeChambeau at 4 over, and Tony Finau at 7 over. Had a worse first round than Jordan Spieth, who
had it
to even, and then triple bogeyed 18.
Three of our President's Cup players right there.
Yep,
at the bottom.
Yep.
Yeah, but there's only three non-Americans playing in this field.
Well, that's
John Rahm, Stenson, and Justin Rose.
By the way, Tim, my understanding was, and maybe you can give us an update on this, that Tiger sort of threw it out there this week on Morning Drive that Adam Scott's house and Justin Rose's house should be TP'd or egged there in the Bahamas. Do we have an update on that? Have you heard anything?
Everybody reverts back to being a sophomore in high school at some point.
Yes, they do.
No, I have not heard whether or not anybody's house got toilet paper. I would imagine security would prevent that, but you never know. I guess you could buy security in the Bahamas if you're Tiger.
Tiger could.
Look the other way. Yeah.
So what if instead
I haven't heard any.
Has anybody's house ever been chickened before?
Chicken.
Instead of throwing an egg, you throw a whole chicken at the thing.
So we're going to take a quick break now.
That would be awesome.
Give Sweeney an ice bath.
Brendan's high school years.
Brendan's high school years. In Edina, Illinois, we threw chickens in houses.
Both you boys are from Chicago, the Chicagoland area.
It's tough.
So,
It was a tough neighborhood, man.
We had no sidewalks. We had no streetlights, but we had chickens. Instead of heck in somebody's house, we threw chickens at them.
But anyway, now it's so Tiger is, what did he shoot today?
Well, he had a run of birdies for a while. Was he had like five birdies in a row? An eagle and two, and then shot 34, 38.
He ended up even par, shot 72. Yeah, so Tiger's in the back half of the pack. Again, there's 18 guys. He's at 11th right now, if you will, with Bubba Watson. They're even par. But, you know, it's all big guys. I mean, there's Webb Simpson and Bubba Watson, Kuchar, Kisner, Rahm, all the big names. So wherever you're at in this, you're being competitive just because you're in that class of people. But, you know, at the same time, if you're Justin Thomas or Justin Rose, you can throw in a nice three or four under. That's where you'd rather be. So, yeah, Tiger did have a nice little run going. I believe he, on the back nine, went birdie, par, birdie, birdie, eagle, but then faltered on the last few holes and ended up actually with a double bogey and then a double bogey on 18. So, yeah, he kind of struggled a little bit. He chipped in on 15 with the eagle was a chip in, so he had a nice little short game there. But he's also part of this, Frank and Brennan, is that they're speculating, although Tiger hasn't admitted that, but they're speculating that Tiger is looking at the pairings. So he played today, and I think he'll play tomorrow as well, with Justin Thomas. But they're saying that that's a preview of who he thinks will pair together during the President's Cup. So he's putting a lot of the same guys together to see how they might play together and where they might stand. So it's a good indication, I think, for a lot of these guys and for Tiger to keep an eye on some of these guys as well about where they're playing. So in Justin's case, Justin Thomas, he obviously must have impressed Tiger. They're good friends from the Florida area and everything. Play a lot in Florida in the offseason. But a nice 369 for Justin. Outshot the captain, but played a very steady round while he was playing with Tiger. And I think that's probably a pretty good indication that Tiger and Justin will be paired together in the first round or first couple of rounds at the President's Cup next week.
So with this being the top 18 players in the Hero Challenge, what do you think these guys would do? Thank you, Frank.
There you go.
In a tournament, would you take these 18 guys against the field in a 144-player tournament, like Bay Hill, for example? All these guys would be playing at Bay Hill.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
For
I mean,
sure.
you're missing DJ who withdrew. So DJ's not there because he had an injury and he's going to be back for the President's Cup, but he decided to take this off. You don't have Rory. You know, there certainly are. I mean, heck, Molinari's got to be in every conversation now when it comes to big tournaments because he's proven that even later in his career than people expected, he's proven to have a lot of metal when it comes to big pressure situations. So I think there's, you know, Tommy Fleetwood. There's other guys that you would still be scared of if you had to play, but this is certainly 18 of the top guys that you put these with almost anybody else, and you would think one of these 18 would probably win 80% of the tournaments that they were going to be entered into it. So, yeah, it's a pretty good field. A nice tournament, a nice event that we talked about, Frank, the other day, giving a lot of money to the charities that are going on because of what happened with Hurricane Dorian. One Bahama Fund.
Yes, yes.
Which was actually initiated. One of the first guys to initiate that was Justin Timberlake.
Yes, he was.
One of the first guys to get that funding.
Memphis, Tennessee.
To get the money for the recovery, if you will, for a lot of the people there in the Bahamas. A lot of the kids, school-age kids that were displaced by that were at the golf tournament. Tiger and the people invited them to come in and watch the tournament. So there's more this year than just fun and games and having a good tournament. And these guys making a lot of money doing it. It's also for a very, very good cause coming off of that terrible hurricane that happened several months ago.
Yeah. So now the Hero's on its way. It's rocking and rolling. We're rolling into December. This weekend, of course, will be the PNC Father-Son Challenge.
I'll be there Sunday.
And you'll be there Sunday. Brendan will be covering
in Orlando
for us on Sunday.
Yeah.
And that's another big event. I mean, let's look at Gary Player, Lee Trevino, Jack Nicklaus, Nick Price.
Annika Sorenstam.
And her dad, Tom.
And John Daly.
John Daly and Little John, will be playing. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a fun weekend for golf.
I'm going to be in the PNC.
Funner.
More fun. Funniest.
Okay.
I have a Sharpie in my hand right now.
I know you do.
We're going to be in the PNC hospitality,
tent. Yes. All day.
Yes. We're nice. Ubering, by
all
the way.
Day. We are?
Okay. No,
I'll be there.
I am.
I'll be there.
You're not.
I'll be there. I do have to go home for a change.
Good luck with that.
No, but what I was going to say is it's going to be a great weekend. The Hero World Challenge completes its final round on Saturday. Father-son completes the weekend.
Well, yeah. All the guys from the Hero are jumping on a flight.
They jump on a flight.
And they go straight to Australia.
Royal Melbourne, I think it is.
Yep.
And we don't have Steve Elkington on.
Right. But I'm apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Because
well,
I'm a fat guy now, Tim. I apparently look like Steve Elkington.
I hope Steve doesn't hear this.
Yeah, he goes.
He looks like Steve Elkington. Sweeney looks like Steve Elkington with his hat on.
I got my hair cut really short.
He looks like Elk out on the golf course. And his swing emulates perfectly nothing similar to Steve Elkington.
It's sort of like Arnold Palmer on like
Arnold
speed.
No, it's Arnold Palmer and whatever. Anyway.
Vodka.
Anyway, so yeah.
Hey, speaking of the guys on the Champions Tour, I've got a little Champions Tour news for you.
Dude, we have a lot of that.
We want to do a lot of that, and we will
actually,
be.
Actually, we actually hosted a major championship with those players.
You did?
At the French Lick Resort.
We are in the middle of the Tour Champions qualifying tournament, final stage. Guess who's in second place, Frankie?
Omar Uresti.
Paul Stankowski.
Stanky's in second place?
Really?
Our buddy Paul Stankowski
is at 11 under, and Todd Fisher and Paul Stankowski are in second at 7 under par.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Call Stanky tonight. Let's get on the phone with him. We should get him on the phone and pump him up tonight, Tim.
He texts me. He's not going to get on the phone. He's in the middle of the most important thing he's done in 10 years. He's not going to talk to us.
So you remember the last time he was on the show, Stankowski?
He said, thanks, buddy. Keep it going. I said, way to go, brah. He was a Californian. You got to say brah.
Is that like B-R-A?
B-R-O.
Yeah, B-R-A-H.
Oh, it is? Is that California? Rah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to what we're doing here.
I'm just saying that's pretty proud. We're proud of Stankowski. That's pretty sweet. He gets on the PGA Tour Champions, so he's two rounds away, 67, 68.
I'm proud of it. I'm calling him right now.
Well, don't call him.
Don't talk. I'm dialing him.
Hey, but there he is. Paul Stankowski. Frank Esposito, a club pro out of South Florida. Great guy. Wonderful man.
Also right there, 7 under.
You know, we don't talk enough about the PGA Tour Champions.
Frank Benzel was, actually, he was a club pro. He won the PNC back in 2007.
Frank Bassett. What? And I will tell you that it's more difficult, and Stankowski will tell you on any given day, more difficult to get a spot on PGA Tour Champions than it is on the web.com or the PGA Tour.
How about tied for 23rd, Todd Hamilton? Major winner, won the British Open back in the day.
Yeah.
Craig Bowden from Indiana. He's a great guy. He's tied for 22nd. How many guys go with Jim Carter? He played there. Dick Mast.
How many positions are open for this, Tim?
I believe Paul told me there's 5, and there's something like 80 guys playing.
Yes.
Somewhere around 80.
80 men
and
for
I believe
5.
Five.
Robert Gomez
five
tied spots. For 39th.
Yeah. So it's going to be very, very tough to make in the top 5, but sitting at second right now, he's looking good. Remember, he's lost weight. He's been working on his game. So
health.
How about
Paul
this?
Stankowski is a health freak, Brendan. Seriously, he has gone from
what does that mean?
He's just his diet. Everything about what Paul's been doing this past year has driven him to this point.
Well, does he have any old belts? I'd like one of his bigger belts.
He has some really expensive belts, and he won't give you
some
one
of those four inch.
Brandel Chamblee dropped 36 spots.
Today.
And now he's tied for 53rd.
Okay.
Yeah. I know he's trying to get in there too. I mean, a lot of these guys, you know, we've talked about it. They've kind of gotten away from competitive golf, and they love dearly to get back into it and play. So, no matter what they're doing, in Brandel's case, obviously some broadcasting. Yeah, he opened with a 69, shot a 75 today. He's going to have another couple of good rounds, but. Yeah, they love to be playing on that PGA Tour.
There's some absolute great names on
the
this
camaraderie,
leaderboard, by
it's
the
fun,
way.
It's fun, and you get to keep competing. If you love to compete, this is what they want to do. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll know by the weekend who those 5 guys are.
Keith Clearwater, Scott Hebert from Traverse City.
Yep, Traverse City, Scott Hebert.
Yeah, he was at the Grand Traverse Resort. He won the Michigan Club Pro Championship, Club Pro thing, like nine times. The Michigan Open. He's a stud. Yeah, there's some great guys here, man.
So it'll be fun.
Anyway, we'll keep updated.
Fun
we'll
to
keep
watch.
Updated on what's going on with those guys. Yeah.
So Tim Matthews, tell me this. Since we're going to be here for the next 3 days in South Carolina playing golf.
Santee, South Carolina. Exit 98.
Exit 98. What are you going to be doing?
The next 3 days?
Yes.
That's a good question. I might try to play some golf.
Yeah.
Next couple of days is supposed to be nice weather.
Club or something? Or?
There's supposed to be good weather.
Yeah.
For the next, I think, through maybe even Saturday. So I've got some friends that want to play, so I might get out there and play a little golf. Other than that, my renovations on my house are done.
Yeah.
Well, good. As far as we're going to take it now. So
this old house with Tim Matthews, brought to you by.
I don't have anybody in the house right now. That's,
well, I was throwing
kind of nice and quiet.
They finally left you? I was throwing you a bone here. I said, so at what club will you be playing golf?
Oh, I got you what you're saying. You mean like Prestonwood, which is a Club Corp club?
Yes, a Club Corp place.
Yeah.
What does Club Corp do?
Oh, Tim, go.
Club Corp owns and operates over 300 golf courses and clubs around the country. And the beauty of Club Corp is it's one big membership, if you will. Because when you're a member at one in your local area, and if you go to their website, clubcorp.com, you can click down in the top right corner and pull down your state, your area, and you find courses near you. You can go check them out, try them for a day, see if you like the course and the people and everything, which I'm pretty sure you will. But when you're a member there, like Frank is in Tennessee, he could come here to Dallas and play with all kinds of privileges at the different Club Corp properties here in Dallas, and vice versa.
I did just recently, as a matter of fact.
You did?
In Dallas.
Played at Glen Eagles.
And he came out and joined us. So the reason I'm going here is since Brendan is a co-host, a guest host on Golf Talk America year in and year out, he's wanting to know why he can't get a Club Corp membership. So we're going to call Club Corp and talk to them about helping Brendan Sweeney out. Because what he's going to do in turn is take the French Lick Resort, which is his place in French Lick, Indiana, and hook them up with Club Corp so that you guys can all like be a big, happy family, and Club Corp members can come up to French Lick at a special discount. How's that?
Well, that would be nice.
Well,
that would be nice.
I certainly hope that Steve Ferguson's not listening to this show.
It's
right
above my
now.
Pay grade, Mr. Bassett.
well, you can tell him I just said it.
Yeah, exactly.
But it can happen. But we want to thank French Lick, too. Sure. And Brendan, of course, is with the French Lick Resort, one of our oldest, singularly our oldest sponsor, along with Seymour Putter Company. But thanks, Brendan, for everything you do and traveling with me and all the stuff that you do.
So well.
You do things well, we're sharing a big townhouse here.
They have 20 units here.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Four-bedroom units. This place is amazing. It's great.
But we have a brand-new townhouse, and Brendan gives me a big old hug, says, I love you, pal. I'm going to bed. Do not wake me up in the morning. And he goes upstairs and goes to his bed. Last thing he says to me. So this morning, he comes into my room and goes, are you dead? Are you dead? I said, you said don't wake you up, pal. So,
well, that was easy.
Anyway, that's how the day started. The day ended with, I believe I had a double on 18. Double bogey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on 18.
Okay.
I did.
And you had a double on 16, double on 14, double on 11, and 7.
I had a really bad day.
Are you talking about drinks or golf scores?
No, golf scores. No. Hey, between the two of us, we shot
had a double at the turn.
We had a nice Olsen twin combined score. So I think we shot like 180 pounds. That's about it. So
that's nice.
Hey, are we going to see you at the PGA show, Tim?
It's very possible. Yeah, this came up in January. I love Orlando in January.
It's sort of like Santee, South Carolina in December.
It is.
Great.
It is.
Kind of is.
Tim, great talking to you, buddy.
Tim Matthews, we'll let you go. Yep. We'll let you get out of here.
We're gonna bring up some new guests here and our sponsors for the week.
Yeah.
You guys have fun there and play well. I mean, I'd like to see some hardware by the end of this tournament.
Yeah, everybody. Everybody's cheering that Tim Matthews is leaving the show.
Yeah. Hey, how about those Cowboys?
How about those Cowboys?
Ah,
hey, Tim, we love you,
Cowboys?
Pal.
Guess the Bears Thursday night.
Hey, go Bears.
All right.
Bear Go Cowboys. Down, Chicago
hey,
Bears.
Hey, Tim, thanks for joining us. Right thanks for joining us late victory. At night, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning.
See you, Tim.
Okay, sounds good. Have fun.
See you soon, pal.
All right, bye.
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 So that was Tim Matthews, and he's out. So
he's
it's
great.
Just you and me.
Tim is amazing.
Tim's the best. He's the best.
All the fun people in the world come from Illinois.
Right. Well, let's do this. Let's take a break.
Why?
Because we need to get some guests on here.
Yes, and you know what we have tonight? We have a low country shrimp boil
we
going
do.
On. Yes.
Now explain low country. What is low country?
So low
mean?
Country is, so you got your shrimp, you got your potatoes, you got your corn, you got your sausage, and they throw in mushrooms as well.
Ew.
And they, oh, fabulous.
I don't like mushrooms.
Bunch of Old Bay, boil that stuff up.
Old Bay?
Oh, yeah, the spice. Solid. Got some great garlic bread. It's amazing. What a great group of people. I mean,
it
we
is.
Have
it's
people
fun.
Here from 13 states and 3 different countries.
Yeah.
At the Santee Four Ball Classic, live in Santee, South Carolina.
And when we come back, we'll have a special guest from,
we've got Todd Miller up here.
No, Todd's coming on tomorrow.
Is he?
Yeah. But we'll have a special guest from one of the major sponsors of this event. And if you haven't had an opportunity, folks, to check this out, this event's growing. This is the third year. We've been here every year. Just check out Santee.
S-A-N-T-E.
Four Ball.
Yep.
Classic.
I just type in Santee, South Carolina. It'll pop right up.
And it'll pop right up. You'll see it. And, boy, it is a heck of a value. You're listening to Golf Talk America. And when we return, more from the Santee Four Ball Classic. Jeez, can you believe this crowd? They love us.
Santee, South Carolina.
Simply love us.
They love Brendan.
Hey, everybody. Frank Bassett back at Santee, the Four Ball Classic. We're here at Santee, South Carolina. Santee Cooper Clubhouse right now.
Exit 98 on 95 in South Carolina, right over Lake Mary.
That's the voice of my co-host, Brendan Sweeney. But as I was trying to say before, I was so
rudely interrupted.
Lovely interrupted.
I'd say rudely.
It was pretty rude.
It was rude.
Pretty
That's
rude.
Rude.
Anyway, we're having a great time. Practice round today. Went out on the putting green today. Have a great new 18-hole putting challenge.
No, it's fabulous.
But it is.
It's putting course.
But Tour Edge, who is the primary sponsor, they're the title sponsor of this event.
Wow.
And Tour Edge, by the way, if you don't know anything about Tour Edge, then you haven't watched PGA Tour Champions at all, because their brand ambassadors out there have basically cleaned up this year, including the winner of the Charles Schwab Cup, Scotty McCarron, who won it this year, thanks to our friend Jeff Maggart, who did help him out just a touch.
Let's bring in Tom Henderson.
But we
come what? On. I'll cut you off.
What, are you tired of? Yeah.
Is it whose show is it?
Who sponsors it?
Oh, darn it. That's our sponsor. That's right.
You want to start, start pulling cards?
Tim Matthews has broken away from us, but we're still here at the party tonight. And a good friend is joining us who has been here year in and year out the past 3 years, who is from Tour Edge. That's Mr. Tom Henderson. Tom,
yeah.
Welcome in, pal.
Thank you.
What's going on, big boy?
I just do what I do. We had great weather, South Carolina, December weather, 62 or 3?
Yeah, it really was cooler than normal.
And also the average age of the golfers here today.
49.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's
not true. This tournament really is for the young or the old. I mean,
I'm going to leave that one alone. Great play. We had a great field. We always do. This is our third year here in Santee, which I love, and you guys love too. You love
coming
here. Yeah.
Place is
great. Sunny next 2 days in the 60s, so we're good to go.
So as I was saying earlier, the 18-hole
putting course. Isn't that
here,
awesome?
It's brand new at Santee, lighted for night,
yeah.
as well as the lighted driving range.
Yeah.
But this morning, we were all out there, and we got fitted for the new Tour Edge.
Well, we got new
putters.
New putters.
Tell us about the new putters.
Well, they're not really new, a couple of months. But anyways, yeah, the template series, which is a series of putters that we put out. Three. I can't remember what stainless steel, but they're awesome. And they got a cool grip. And, yeah, I had a lot of positive feedback today.
But those putters are, you know, you don't go out and pay $400 or $500 for a putter.
$99.99.
Yeah, for a Tour Edge putter. And we putted with them today. And I will tell you, I putt with which will go unnamed. and it's not a cheap putter.
Yeah, you made more than you've ever made in your life today.
I did.
Yeah,
made a bunch of putts.
That's all.
Those putts were bogey and double bogey were great today because I couldn't hit a green,
right.
But had a good time. So Tom, you guys had a great year.
The hybrids, you could probably hit.
We did. But Tom, you had a great year.
We did.
And your brand ambassadors for Tour Age.
The guys on the Champions Tour?
Oh, PGA Tour Champions.
Yeah, how about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Unbelievable.
So right now you have 12 wins on tour, 58 top fives,
yep.
102 top tens, 206 top 25s, and 673 clubs in play.
How about
Can
that?
Can he read a prompter or what?
Yeah. Well, he
that was off the top of my head.
Yeah, I know it was. That was
John
good.
Claffey, you're going to love me.
He came out of like fifth grade with that experience. That was good, yeah.
St. Walter's Catholic High School.
We won't go there.
No, how about that? I mean, isn't it amazing?
It is totally amazing.
Yeah.
But you guys have some new products also.
Yeah, we do.
That are coming out outside of your junior clubs, which you're huge in. And your packaged golf
we
sets.
We do everything.
Amateurs.
We do everything for the golf industry.
Yeah.
We really do. I mean, we've morphed into that, and gosh, we're on a growth spurt that's crazy. And it's a lot of fun for me as a veteran.
You talked to me a little bit about the new HLs that are coming out.
New EXS.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so, so EXS 220, 220, which really stands for February 1st of 2020.
Gotcha.
Okay, so driver, fairway, a hybrid, and two different irons. And I've shown them to the trade. I've been showing them to the trade, and the guys are like,
Trade meaning the PGA professionals.
My buyers, my retailers, my guys at the PGA level, Greengrass. It's an outstanding response. Crazy. Best ever. I mean, we've really hit it out of the park, which we've been doing. But today we got in front of the players.
Yes.
You know, I had 76 players, and I had their eyes and I had their attention. Outstanding.
Yep.
It's going to be the best we've ever done. I'm proud of the company, and I'm glad to be in the middle of it.
Well, at Tour Edge, one of the big things that they do, Brendan.
Well,
I've been with Tour Edge.
I'm from Chicago. I know Batavia. I know the Glock brothers. I've been with them since they started.
I need a driver, and you have. I've given you. I've been fitted. You'll get a club in my hands. How soon?
48-hour guarantee.
Yes, assembled in the United States.
And custom. Guaranteed for life.
Yeah, and that's custom. If you need plus a half inch and this and that, we'll get it to you in 48 hours, two business days.
Yeah,
guaranteed. Anywhere in the United States.
See,
off from Batavia.
Well, you know,
Batavia, Illinois is a very cool place, western suburbs of Chicago.
Okay. Yeah,
and it's known for the buffalo. So the Fermi Lab, I'm going to take a left hand turn here, because besides Tour Edge being here, the Fermi Lab is there. So Fermi from the University of Chicago.
You're losing
Fermi.
Me.
Is that Brent. Movie?
Smashing Atoms. And there's the Fermi Lab is in Batavia,
You're talking about
Illinois.
An accelerator?
Yes.
It's
the Atom Accelerator. It's the largest one in the world. It's in Batavia, Illinois.
I try to learn something every day. I do appreciate that.
Yeah, so when they say there's buffalo that actually roam where the track is where they smash the atoms.
Hey, Tom, while he's talking about all this, you want to go play quick nine?
I'd like to do something golf-wise. I'm not really into it.
But anyways.
If it weren't so dark, we'd be out putting on our new course over here.
Wherever that was coming from, I don't know. In all seriousness, congratulations to Tour Edge for what
you guys have done. Thank you.
I just punched you.
I know you did. I'll hit you back.
Hey, let's bring in Matt.
Who's Matt?
Matt Stockton. From Pro Discount Golf.
Hey, Matt.
What's going on, guys? How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Pro Golf Discount.
Super excited.
Sorry, my bad. Bluffton, South Carolina.
You were helping Tom today with Tour Edge.
I was fortunate.
With those guys.
Fortunate he invited me, and great to be here. Great to be around everybody, and super excited. Awesome event.
You've been up to Santee before?
I have. Came out here last year for the same event. We did same type of thing, fittings.
So you're a young guy. You're like 27 years old. What do you think of this place as being like a buddy trip destination?
I think it's a home run. I mean, the price point you can't beat, and you have everything here. You know, your restaurants are here, and it's a
how about that putting course, man?
Facilities, the putting course is unbelievable.
And the lighted driving range at night,
100%. I mean,
it's great.
You have everything that you would want from any resort destination. in golf. I mean, it's a perfect place. I could see totally see eight of my buddies coming out here and playing seven rounds in 8 days and staying in the cabins. I mean, it's...
You know, by the way, Brendan, Tom did ask us today. Tom Henderson from Turridge. Yeah. Said, you boys want to get out here on this putting green and you know, play 18 for some money, don't you? And I told him, sure.
That kind of scared me when you said that. I thought you might back up because of my reputation.
Reputation no. of golf? Or
yeah,
without
guys.
Being a great,
we were out with you at the Mexican restaurant last night, so we know. I didn't know Corona's made
little bitty
bottles, but they do. So yeah. We had a great time.
So
what? So Tour Edge is coming out with your new driver, 220.
EXS 220.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, what about the irons, the HL4s?
Fours. Well, that's on our hot launch line.
Okay.
So we have...
I play the threes.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the difference between threes
sometimes
and fours?
Sometimes I wonder if that's a good thing for us, but we let them play.
I understand
play
that.
Yeah.
No, it's great. I'm a 15 handicap. I don't play golf often.
16.7.
No, we want you playing our clubs. And HL4, an affordable club. You know, Matt will tell you from Pro Golf in Bluffton, South Carolina.
Yep.
It'd be a Pro Golf discount.
But we can put a custom set of irons in your hands, Frank, in 48 hours, as we discussed, for, right. You know, $59.99 retail per club.
Retail. That's shipping is not included.
Well.
We could. For special.
But it's people. Basically $60 a club. So yeah. A whole set of irons
No way anybody could get a club the quality of what Tour Edge is producing today for that kind of money.
Game
nowhere
improvement,
near, right,
you know,
man?
It's got all the...
I mean, for us down in Bluffton, it's been a total home run. I mean, we just... Yeah. People see it, they feel it, they try it in our hitting bay, and it's a game changer.
So down in Bluffton, I mean, you're looking at average age, people retiring down there, the senior golfers are going down there.
Right. Well,
the most forgiving club.
100%. Yeah, and I think... Similar to HL3, the lineup with HL4 just looks and feels very, very similar, but people are noticing, you know, subtle ball speed changes. It's a little bit hotter. It looks a little bit better. There's some sight line changes that I think are a little bit more attractive to me personally, and it's just been a total home run for us. We love carrying it. We love the Tour Edge lineup. And
customers love it.
Be careful, because we don't want to send Brendan a set. Well, they're too expensive,
No, John Claffey will take care of that.
Yeah, I understand.
Mr. Claffey, I hope you're listening.
Do what? Do
exactly.
Okay, so now let's back up a little bit more. I'm a plus two or a plus one or scratch, okay?
What?
I'm not,
you?
But I say if I were.
Okay.
You
okay.
Guys still have a line of clubs, the exotics.
Got it all.
You got it all. Yeah. And the exotics, let's talk about the new exotic, or as I say new, but the exotic hybrids that you guys, they're so hot out on PGA Tour Champions right now.
Wow.
Well, no, that new hybrid, CBX.
You know, Exotics, David Glott, our founder, and, you know, cup face technology.
Yes.
Okay. We hear that a lot around the industry.
Twist
now.
Face, cup
but,
face.
But back in the day, cup face was Tour Edge. That was where we started, you know, with the best fairway wood in golf. And
well, that three wood was the hottest three wood. And it was in almost every PGA Tour Pro's bag.
12 years ago, I guess, 13 maybe. Don't quote me. I might be wrong. But that's when David came out with that. And it took the industry by storm at a very high price.
Well, but the quality of the metals in it.
It was crazy. And it was that good. And to this day, in our fairway and hybrid line, we continue that tradition of cup face, hot ball speeds, good center of gravities, and he's a master of it. And he does a great job, and the product's fantastic. The EXS 220, you know, I've been doing this a long time. I try to keep my excitement level up. This is the most excited I've been in a long time.
Really?
To go sell something. It really is.
That's all right. You were telling me about that at dinner last night.
Yeah, I was. I mean, I'm not, and I don't pull any punches with my long-time customers. I tell them the straight-ups, and fantastic.
Yeah. So tell us about your experience here at Santee. You've been calling on South Carolina for a long time.
Right.
Todd Miller's just an absolute awesome guy.
One of the
greatest humans without a doubt in this industry. He's
the PGA professional that is here as the head pro for
general manager,
GM.
And they just put on a meal that, you know.
Oh my gosh.
You know, we would have paid
a fortune.
Stupid meal. I'm not, you know, it was as good as it gets.
And you were first in line when they called the ladies.
I was. And the ladies embraced my presence.
So you're saying you have a chance?
No.
With the shrimp boat.
No chance.
Okay.
No chance. But they said, Tom, you're in. And you know,
and Tom was up there.
We group hugged, and I got food, and I ate, you know.
And I walked by and grabbed a potato off of his plate.
Yeah, he did. Took my potato, which, yeah.
So what does tomorrow bring us, boys? What are we
tomorrow we golf at 10, right?
Golf
shotgun
10,
start.
62 degrees, 63
yeah,
tomorrow.
For a high.
Weather's going to be perfect.
Yep. Tour edge putters out there.
Yeah.
Great. I'm looking forward to playing with my new one.
Excuse me. Tour edge clubs. We'll be at,
I have
Matt,
the
fan and
five.
I'll be there in the morning to try to hustle somebody out
right,
of something.
Early.
That sounds good. I need, as you know, we talked about my shaft. You looked at it.
Yep.
So
yeah.
Just throw a driver in my bag in the morning for me to hit.
Yeah, definitely.
That
definitely
you think I can hit. You know what I play.
Yes.
So.
Well,
sure.
we got the ladies in tonight, didn't we?
Yeah.
The ladies shaft?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. Yeah. Good.
Take care of
that
for sure.
The 31 gram shaft.
31.
Maybe I can get through that. I'm not sure.
31 Alflex.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So we got him hooked up.
So, high kick point.
How can the listeners out there like find Tour Edge? Obviously, it's touredgegolf.com. But
well, it's just touredgegolf.com, but. How can they find us?
Yeah, I mean, you have demo days going on. You cover North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia.
Yeah, I do. And on our website, we have a demo day locator, which would give you the whole nation as far as where the demo days are and that sort of thing. Gosh, we got a lot of retailers and a lot of green grass.
Well, Matt, for the people around Bluffington and the general area, Bluffton, I'm sorry, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, definitely. So primarily we're working on the possibility of a website right now. We're an old store, 22 years old.
With no website?
We just have been word of mouth for a very long time. We're
okay, so the name of
the
store is?
Yeah, it's Pro Golf Discount of Bluffton. It's in Tanger 2
well,
Outlet Mall.
Man, want to tell them about
you're
John.
In the Tanger's Outlet Mall?
John's a legend.
Yeah, definitely. So John Ziegler's the owner. He's been there 22 years.
He's a legend.
He is the man. I mean, he's
you're in the Outlet Mall?
Yeah, he's got the largest.
I went to the Dick's Sporting Goods there today.
Yeah, it's right there.
On the way up. By the hand warmers.
Yeah, appreciate that.
I didn't know you were there.
No, totally off the
thanks
rails.
For coming by.
Yeah, so, but yeah, John.
He put them
there's
in
a
his
pita
golf
pit
balls
right there.
Today
yeah.
to keep them warm.
Yep. Yeah,
that's
right
a USGA
there.
Felony, yes.
Well, to tell them about the shoes, because that's,
yeah.
even though it's not Tour Edge, which, by
right.
the way, a very good customer,
right.
but tell them about the shoes, because that's cool.
Definitely. So John's been there, like I said, 22 years. He's got the largest shoe selection in the Lowcountry. He's killed it on golf shoes, and most recently we
icons. That's some icons.
Everything we got, everything.
Blacks.
Yeah.
Icon blacks.
Best prices.
I need
black
and white.
How many pairs of shoes are there, Matt?
Right now
5,
I think
000?
We got like 8,000 or 9,000 on hand.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I thought.
Yeah.
All matching pairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
We're two left for you.
We're the largest one-legged shoe salesperson in the world.
Yeah.
We actually have shoes with two lefts in it for you.
That's what I said for Brendan, too.
I'm an excellent left-handed, left-footed.
No, in all seriousness, Brendan hit the ball extremely well. Today.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
Mm.
Now, he was a little offline a few times, but we all
were. I have two left feet.
I was thinking maybe we could pull up that video from last year, Frank.
Yeah. If you want to see that video, go to
www.ohmygodhewhiffedit.com.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
All right.
So, Brendan,
tell us.
Let's just very quickly.
It was the
number 13 here at Santee.
Yeah, that's true.
Brendan, great swing, but a great pass, a great swing on it. One of the top golf writers in the country is standing behind Brendan. I'm standing off to the left.
Mike Bailey.
Oh, no.
Mike Bailey. Oh, yeah.
Recording.
And Brendan tops the ball. It goes down on the ground, shoots straight up
15 feet
in
the air.
Oh, no.
Lands
comes
right
straight
in front of
back
me.
Down right in front of the tee about
it
two
did.
Inches. And all you hear on the video is, oh, my God.
So the crazy thing is, Golf Wisconsin Magazine, one of the writers was here.
Okay.
And last month came out with this story on Santee, South Carolina.
Yes.
And
posted it.
And posted. No, he goes. The first paragraph is, we're sitting in a dinner. I had to leave last year. You're having dinner with a mayor. At the at the restaurant across the street.
I was.
And the mayor is laughing about this video that's been posted online about some guy that just jacked a ball 20 feet up in the air and almost caught it.
But the swing.
But it was neat. I'm like,
perfect.
I
don't think so, Frank.
I read the articles. It was a bad tee.
Trying to be nice.
I had the 3 yards more tee. I should have bought the four yards more.
Back then, though, Brendan, that was the only club in your bag that wasn't a tour edge.
Uh-oh.
You know
actually,
what?
You're right.
You're absolutely right.
There you go.
See?
It was a Callaway Exotic.
That's what it was.
Not in the Callaway.
I didn't say it.
Tom Henderson with Tour Edge.
You know, he was a Callaway driver.
Always, yeah. Always a pleasure.
Oh, it's been great, guys.
It's always good to see you.
Yeah, I wish we
could
do it every
month. And Matt, we've got to do this
again. We can.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Guys, thank you so much. Anytime.
And the store is.
Hey, if you guys ever get down to Bluffton.
The store is Bluffton.
Yeah, again, store is Pro Golf Discount of Bluffton. You can check us out on Facebook at Pro Golf HHI.
You're in the outlet malls.
Yep.
On the west side of 95.
Coming right on to Hill.
Chick-fil-A is right there.
East side. Yep. Yeah. East side, but who cares?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yep. I'll stop by on the way home.
Definitely.
We're done. Good.
I'll tell you, I'm a 10 medium.
Yeah.
And Icon Black.
Yeah, let me take a
but
look.
But I want the double white, you know, just with the little silver band.
Yep.
We're ordering shoes on the air right now. That's perfect.
Yep. That's awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're the best. Thanks, boys. All right. Brendan, let's try to get out of here. What do you think?
All right. Hey, we got Todd up here?
No, I don't think we're doing Todd tonight. We're doing Todd tomorrow.
You got
so everybody out there.
Live from Santee, South Carolina.
We are. And we appreciate everything that you guys do in listening to our show on PGAtour.com and on iTunes and TuneIn and Stitcher and Google Play. And check us out on those platforms. Pretty cool place to hear us. You're going to hear more from Golf Talk America in 2020. Pretty exciting news coming up about our expansion. So, for Brendan Sweeney and the French Lick Resort.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, buddy. For me, Frank Bassett. For Tim Matthews, it's been a pleasure. And tomorrow night, more excitement from Santee.